One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast of me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Yes, hi.
Oh, just a very downbeat yes, hi from John. Just listening to that. You've played that in, normally you add it in post, John, there. I'm just listening to that. Do you think we need to upgrade the music at all?
I really wanted us to do that and I just ran out of time.
Shame.
Ran out of time.
Shame.
Busy lives, stuff going on.
Do you want us to upgrade the music, the intro music, the theme music? Let us know on NatObsPod.
NationalObsession@gmail.com. We had a logo rebrand.
Have a logo rebrand,
summer,
John.
But the music needs,
you think it's
needs freshening up.
Something I did in my kitchen about four years ago, just in the kitchen, just very quickly, just knock anything old, any old thing up, John, on GarageBand.
Oh, okay.
And it's stuck.
Yeah.
It's stuck. So there we are. Maybe people don't want to change it. Some people don't like change, John.
I think it needs a bit of a refresh.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow, John, bit of a kick in the teeth for the real hours I spent.
Well, it's not that I don't appreciate the hours you spent.
Sure.
Spend a few more.
It wasn't hours, John. But on that note, I'm currently writing a stand-up hour called 24-Hour Pasty People, John. And as part of that, I'm thinking of writing a 10-minute Ron and Ivor Dewdney pasty musical.
Oh.
The musical of Ron and Ivor Dewdney.
That's
the
nice.
Brothers.
The brothers.
I don't know if it's just as one little bit or if it's the string throughout the whole show. The problem I've got is I can't write music, John. So I can hum a tune and I can come up with tunes and lyrics. So I'm just trying to find a way to write music. I've found a few things online, but really going
to
be bad, I think.
Don't so, me to have a go. A-level of music.
I know you've got an A-level. This wasn't me pitching for your business, John.
Sounds
but
a little bit like
it. Did you think it was me?
Look, do you want me to take a look at it?
I haven't written it all yet, John. But
Is this going to be a sort of Romeo and Juliet type thing? Sort of Ron and Ivor Dewdney in Fair Cornwall?
It's going to be a 10-minute, the full story of Ron and Ivor Dewdney.
Right.
Because we need to know it, John,
yeah,
don't we? We need to know it. People outside, what I don't really understand about Ron and Ivor Dewdney, John, is that they're from Plymouth and they're famous for making Cornish pasties.
Yeah.
And as we know, Plymouth is in Devon.
It is in Devon, just.
But just saying. So I'm going to make that quite a big thing. They're gonna they steal the recipe from over the bridge. I mean, look, it might never see the light of day, John, but John, we should get on with it, John, because I've had too much caffeine and so I'm jittery and I need the loo. So we need to get on with the podcast. John, what's coming up in the podcast?
In the podcast this week,
National League. Just call it a day,
what's
John.
What's going on?
Should just call it a day.
I've
what do you think?
I've got a sore throat. You've got your
you're bully.
Bowels are about to explode.
No, they're not. I'm absolutely fine.
Let's call it.
National.
It's been a good old four
it's been
years, isn't
on
it?
On the ice to you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again another time.
Goodbye.
Bye now. And that was it.
Yeah.
That would be such a good end.
Just gone.
John just said National League and just, that was it. We couldn't cope anymore. This is the National League podcast with me, Barley Chaker, and Con Jadigan.
Sounds like a Two Ronnies sketch.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Try and do the whole podcast like that.
Do the whole thing. What's coming up in the podcast, John?
Oh, my God.
Some stuff.
I tried to say lots and lots, and I said lots and lots.
You're too poorly, John. You're a poorly child. You've got a sore throat. Look, push on. We're nearly there.
Lots and lots of National League news.
Lovely, well done.
I'm going to have to just speak really slowly, Anna.
Have you ever sold seashells on a seashore?
Yeah, lots of National League news. I think Roger and Brian might pop up.
We've heard, I think they were at the match at the weekend.
Well.
Roger and Brian.
I believe one of them was.
Oh, really?
Well, we'll get on to it.
We'll find out about it.
We'll get on to that.
Lovely.
And letters from a listener. There's been a big uptake in the letters.
There'll be a fallout from last week,
We had a
John.
Brutal week last week because we sat in this very spot. Casting 26 foffs into the wilderness.
I am interested to see what's happened because the one that hit me hardest, John, was Mr. Garley.
Did you listen back? Because I listened back
brutal.
To the foff game.
Very good, John.
Oh, no. This is really horrible.
It was brutal. It was not up our street at all, but that's just what it is, foff of the year. It's a hard game. It's not for wimps, John. It's a blood sport.
It's still worth reiterating. You're not having your foff numbers rescinded.
You're still a foff. And I feel like Mr. Garley looked at that, John. And went, oh, that's me. I don't have to listen. So I'm hoping, I don't know if we've got any contact. I don't know if he's gone the way of other members who used to write to us, John, or what. Who knows what's happened? You know, these head teachers alike.
Yeah?
Just go on strike. It's not gone his way.
I think he's gone on strike from listening. Anyway, so we'll come on to all that. And
yes,
I believe we're going to announce Round two of the Foff Games.
Yeah, round two. Not the Foff Games, Foff of the Year, John.
Foff of the Year.
Foff Games or Foff of the Year, John?
Interchangeable.
It's both those things. It's up to us. Who cares? Hey,
we're
John.
We're doing the Foff Games to crown the Foff of the
Year. Lovely.
There
we are. We've come up with some ideas that we are enjoying.
I think
particularly the final
it.
Round.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, John, give us some news.
Come on, then. Aldershot 2, Grimsby 1.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Just in time. Just finding form in time to play us.
Yeah, lovely, isn't it? Absolutely. Tommy Willard, he's Willard, as they say in South Africa, scored for Aldershot. And 2-1 win.
What's happened to Grimsby, John, do you think?
That's a blip, isn't it? A small blip, I think.
They've lost a few, though, haven't they? They've dropped a few points. They were flying at the top there, quite giving it the big un, as they say.
Had a few
bad results in a row, anyway.
They lost to Notts County, didn't they? Yes, that's right, the week before. And Wilson's, three defeats in a row.
That's what I mean. You see, John, I'm all over the National League.
You are. On the National League. That's
out on the National League.
On the National League, are we?
Jules Nixon. He's on the National
League. See you out on the National League. Altrincham 1, Boreham Wood 1. So a good result there, really, for Altrincham. Baltringham.
Oh, John, it's an utter disaster, isn't it?
Who's Baltringham?
Give up, John.
Oh,
boom!
God.
Off.
Baltringham.
Who are you?
I just couldn't be asked to say Altrincham and Boreham Wood. I've got time for this.
Mashing up of teams when they play each other. That's good
fun,
John.
We'll do that all the way through.
So we'll do that. So we've got Baltringham Wood.
Westerfield. It was Chesterfield Weymouth.
Lovely.
4-0 Chesterfield. Big win there for Chesterfield. So they go top.
And as a Shimanga hat-trick, was it? Yeah.
Weymouth.
What a good buy he was. But we all know that Shimanga was the one to buy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And so I'm amazed he's not. I wonder why he's not in a league club.
Playing below his level.
Attitude. People love playing below their level,
don't they? We've said this before. It's just like
Paul Mullin keeps going, yeah, I'm scoring loads of goals. Yeah, mate, you're playing like two division below yourself.
Kings Lynn.
Do you know what I mean? It's like me going and playing, you know, under eights football and going, yeah, scored loads this week.
You should put that on Twitter. Yeah, really pleased with the performance.
You know,
we keep grinding. The boys keep going.
Keep going. I'm pleased to get 10
really
goals
delighted.
This week. Really use me out strength the 8-year-olds. God's sake.
Kings Lynn, Wrexham, 6-2 Wrexham.
Yes, and it was 1-1 for a while, John.
Kings Lynn took the lead, didn't they? Yeah, they went ahead, but Wrexham, Hayden, Davis, Mullin, Ponticelli, Jarvis, Green.
Well done,
all getting on
Wrexham.
This score suit.
Well done, they'll have loved that in Hollywood, won't they, John?
Yeah, really enjoying it. It's Kings Lynn.
Is the thing. Their two wins they've had. Who have they beaten?
They beat Aldershot 5-0.
Aldershot and Kings Lynn.
Midweek last week.
So you've got to go,
11 goals in two games, though.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Well done to them. Well done.
Maidenhead and Redbridge. I'm just going to keep shortening them. Maidenhead 1, Dagenham. Maidenbridge. Maidenhead 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 4. So Dagenham back on form there. Angelo
What is Maidenhead's goal difference, John? Is it quite even? Because they either score loads or let in loads.
Their goal difference is -8.
It's quite bad, isn't it, this stage of the season? Yeah.
Sheeshan. It's going well, this, isn't it?
Come on, John.
So, yeah, good win there for the Daggers. Notts County 2, Solihull Moors 0.
Yeah.
I saw Notts County celebrating a record crowd for the Vanarama National League. Yeah.
But they also made it £5 a ticket or something, you know. It wasn't like, you know, which is good. Well done, though.
For the trophy, for that one. Well done. At the end of the season.
Yeah, I can't wait for whoever's not going to go up, John. It's going to be beautiful, isn't it? Just it doesn't matter. It's a real win-win situation because there's so many cocky teams.
Yeah,
and one or two of them aren't going to go up, and it's going to be amazing.
But yeah, good result there for Notts County. Solihull never easy opposition. Southend 0, Woking 2. A real shock. It's Woking, it's right up there.
Doing well.
The playoffs, doing well.
Who scored, John?
Tavon Campbell. He scored quite a few season.
Yeah, quite a lot.
Max Kretschmar as well. Also,
he's good. I like him. I like both those players. I'd like to get both those players off Woking if we can.
They're doing well. They're having a good season.
Yeah,
they look a
good.
Decent team. Well done to them. Southend pretty miserable. Torquay 2, Dover 1.
Boom.
Get in.
Yes. Should talk about that, John.
Laboured past.
Should talk about
Dover.
That.
In many respects.
I know, but it wasn't our first team, John. We had people out for various reasons, international break and having a baby and various injuries and all those things. And we still managed to grind out the result. Armani Little scoring 2 again. And you have to say, John, I know on this podcast, we've not been his biggest fans in the past, John. We have to say that. We have to be very open.
We've never taken that to the terrace.
Never taking that to the terrace.
Right behind every player that pulls on the shirt.
Exactly. Utterly, utterly ridiculous booing your own team whenever. Absolutely stupid. But seems, do you know what, John? People have forgotten how to behave in...
You were saying this on Twitter, I saw,
people have forgotten how to behave in
just in general, yeah.
Some gigs at the moment, you go in, you go... It used to be bad anyway. But people have forgotten how to be... in polite society, they've forgotten not to talk when other people are talking. They've forgotten what they're out for. I'm sure it'll come back, but give your head a wobble. But also, if you go and support a team, I know you pay your money, but Armani Little is obviously a very good footballer, and he scored 8 goals this season, John. I think he's third top scorer in the league. He's above certain players who have gone for big money, and he's scoring goals. And I think he's probably being played out of position. That's what I think. I think he's a 10.
Yeah.
I think he's a 10.
I
don't think he ever plays in a 10. Is one of the things. He never gets played into because of necessity. Because we've either got...
And you've got Connor there.
Exactly. We've got players for that position. But
then it's sort of square pegs, round holes, isn't it? Force people into a team.
It must be pretty frustrating for him. He's obviously a very good footballer. I have an issue with him taking free kicks and corners, especially corners. We never seem to do anything from corners.
No.
I don't know if that's the delivery when Jake Andrews is on corners, when he's on the pitch, and when he's on corners, it does seem to be better. I think this season we are making the best of what we got.
Mm.
But scoring goals, John. Scoring a lot of goals. And that finish for the winner.
Great
finish. The finish for the winner is fantastic.
I'd have 100% put that into the swimming pool.
Yeah, definitely, John. That's why you're not playing in as number 10 for Torquay United in the midfield as an attacking midfielder. So there we are. Look, we are holding our hands up saying very, very good. But don't boo your own flipping players.
No.
For goodness sake.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, those people. John, those people won't listen to this podcast anyway.
Exactly. Final few results. Wildstone 1, Barnet 0. So a bit of a derby there.
Mm.
Wildstone having a quietly all right season.
The abuse effect, they call that, John.
Yeah, they're not doing too badly at all.
Bloody hell!
Bloody hell. Yeovil 2, Eastleigh 1. So a real battle of the, along with us, a battle of the mid-table obscurities. Yeah. Yeovil, Eastleigh, etc. And the final result, Stockport 1, Bromley 1. Ben Whitfield, out.
Oh no, yes. Ben was
several months.
With a stress fracture in his foot. She's like, we don't, none of us wanted him to leave Torquay United, but he's gone to Stockport, he's got to make a living, kid's got to make a living. Don't want to see him injured.
Did he do it knee sliding? Do we know?
I don't know, because he did score and then knee slide and then was injured. So yeah. I don't know. I doubt it. But get well soon, Ben Whitfield. We might get him on, mightn't we, John?
I think we need to reach out to him and do Ben's food reviews.
He does love his food. If you follow his Instagram, if you go on Ben Winstagram. Be good for him, wouldn't it? Be a good Winstagram. By the way, John and I are both on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What's your Instagram, John?
It's just at John Cadogan.
At John Cadogan. I'm at Charlie Baker Comedian on Instagram.
You see my bit I put on Instagram from Escape to the Chateau.
I did, yes, that was good.
Get up against that wall. It really made me laugh.
Get up against the wall.
Get yourself over against that wall, family.
Dick's had enough.
If you are on Instagram, follow us. That'll be really great. Yeah. And also, while we're at it, can you leave a nice review and a 5-star rating on iTunes? That'd really help us out as well. That'd be great.
Be lovely.
Thank you very much. Is that all the news, That's John? It? This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Oh, hello there. Roger O'Brien.
Hello, Brian. How
all right, Roger. I'm going to see you. I don't know why I'm still wearing these bloody masks.
We're outdoors.
I'm triple jabbed.
What's the bloody point?
Triple jabbed, bro. Which one? Yes, Roger. Roger.
I think I'm Roger.
Triple jabbed, Roger. I didn't see you down in the gold Saturday.
I've had my third jab. I've had my Windows update. Downloaded me update.
I love that joke.
Yeah.
I love that
it's
joke.
It's always funny, isn't
we
it?
We all got to go with it in the end.
I know, it's always good, isn't it? Always guaranteed a laugh.
Anyway, lovely to be here looking at Thatcher's Rock. Isn't it?
It is a beautiful rock, isn't it?
What a beautiful rock. I didn't Mrs. Thatcher ever visit the rock, do we know?
She had every summer she'd come down.
Yes, a wonderful woman. I don't mind telling you, I found her sexually attractive, Roger.
You get quite aroused, did you?
Quite aroused by a strong woman I am,
Mrs.
Roger.
Mrs. Thatcher.
Bloody hell, Dennis! Bloody hell, Mark, getting lost in the desert!
Bloody arms dealers!
Bloody arms dealers! Bloody hell, Belgrano! Bloody hell, the Belgrano!
Bloody IRA!
Bloody hell! Gorbachev! Bloody hell!
Reagan!
You bastard! You bastard, Reagan! Special relation, you bastard! Bloody hell!
Bloody Berlin Wall!
Bloody
get down!
Bloody hell, Neil Kinnock falling over on the beach! Bloody hell! All right! Bloody hell!
All right.
Greengrocer's daughter! Bloody hell! Running the country, bloody hell! What a woman!
Anyway,
didn't see you down the Bristow's bench.
No, I wasn't
Bristow's
there.
Bloody
I wasn't
bench.
There, Roger O'Brien, Brian.
No!
I'll tell you for why.
What was that?
I had to go up A&E.
Oh.
Brian.
What?
I had a little
NHS,
bit of a,
was it?
Little bit of a problem. I had to go up to Sorbury Hospital, get up A&E sharpish.
All right.
11 bloody hours I was there.
They can give you pills for that now, Roger, little blue pills.
No, there was no bloody staff there.
No staff.
They were all at Playmore.
Yeah, but... All right.
Bastards.
No, an empty hospital, was it?
11 hours I was there. There were people bleeding to death.
Where? Rock.
Dying.
Fireworks in the eye. People drowning. Heart attacks going on.
What the bloody hell's going on? One doctor said, well, all that bloody Playmore.
Free tickets.
Anyway,
oh, it's a shame. You missed the cracker,
I think
John.
I missed that.
You missed the cracker, Roger. An absolute cracker, right? I'll tell you
He's
what.
John.
Hello, John. Hello. All right, Jeff, good luck. That was John.
Oh, right, okay.
Love Thatcher. Came up to look at the rock.
What happened at the game?
Bloody hell, Marnie! Bloody hell!
Is he his usual show pony?
You know what he's like. Bloody
Mr. Hollywood.
Honestly, other than the two goals he scored, and absolutely running the team and running the game and scoring the winner at a clutch time, he did absolutely nothing, John.
Covered every blade of grass, did he?
Who's that?
Who is John?
John's gone now. Roger, I'll tell you that, Armani, now. He did nothing in the game, John.
Covered every
Don't
blade of grass.
John again.
Oh, for God's sake.
He did nothing in the game, Who? Roger. Bloody hell, scriptwriter.
Johnson, that's what you're thinking.
Johnson, that's who it is. And Gary Johnson, honestly. He's doing nothing on the sidelines. You know, other than managing a team that's not got the full set of players or anywhere near his first team, but still got managing to guide them to a win with good management. He's doing absolutely nothing there, Roger.
I hope you told him as much.
I bloody told
Brian.
Him. Oi, Johnson. Here. Gary, what have you done for this club? Absolutely bloody nothing. Bloody hell, Gary. I know you bloody won the National League side. I know you've nearly got us
Stop
promoted.
Stop living in the past, Johnson.
Stop living in the... Bring Sammy Collins on, Johnson. Get Stubbs on, you bastard.
Where's Mark Lauren?
Get Mark Lauren on. Bit of quality.
Did he take your advice, Brian? Johnson?
Hell, Roger. Bloody Johnson. Bloody hell. Bloody hell. Bloody hell, Chory Johnson. Put on that Chory Johnson. What happened?
Achilles gone.
1 minute. One minute. Yeah. Injured.
Typical.
Bloody hell,
More
Chory.
Rubbish. More bloody rubbish.
More bloody rubbish. Exactly. More bloody rubbish.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Anyway, I shouted at him. He changed it up. Took Johnson off. Bought Jake Andrews on. Jake Andrews comes on. Swings it in. Bit of messing about. Little, because I barracked him and booed him when
exactly.
he was man of the match. Because of that, showed me what he was worth. Put the book. So in many ways,
and
I managed that.
That's management.
Then that
Brian.
Is good
that
management.
That is how it works.
Bring Sammy Collins on and let him do the lot.
Where's Colin Lee?
Where's Don Mills? Don Mills? Was he one?
I think he was one.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession. It's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
Good God, have we got letters?
Oh, of course they have, because they're needy.
There's
now,
been a
John.
Reaction.
It's because they think there's something on the end of it.
It's been a big reaction. Let's get
I
on
I just
the
wanted
way.
To announce, John, that Foff of the Year, part of the Foff of the Year prize, is £20.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This wasn't previously discussed.
No, a £20 note.
Okay.
And a trophy.
We can
it's
get.
It's going to be a trophy.
Going to get onto trophies and medals.
It's going to be a trophy and £20.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, exciting.
Cash prize.
Cash prize.
In a denomination of your choice.
Oh, okay.
So you That's could have exciting. £21 so, coins well, to spend
about,
on the pier, John.
I'm about to read out an email from Tibbs Ashton. So could he have €20?
Oh, he could. €20.
€20. Come on, you're a weird Tibbs.
Well, probably, you have to look at the exchange rate,
yeah.
Who knows? Tibbs Ashton, is he still in, John? Is he?
He's in, yeah, he made it in last week. He okay. says, apologies for the long time between correspondences.
Oh, yeah, now there's something on the end of it, Tibbs.
He says,
too
I'm delighted.
Much, too little, too late.
Delighted to say that the Yellow Army in Ireland is growing, despite Oof. You not being a talkie podcast, with young Esme arriving in the family a year ago and a boy due in May next year.
Oh,
hey,
congratulations.
That's
been busy.
Tibbs.
Jeez.
But he makes the next point week. That there's no streaming. How can he hope his children can become Foffs and members of the Yellow Army without their regular injection
well,
of the National
exactly,
League.
Yes.
Because obviously the League of Ireland has produced some good players, Rory yep. Keating, Sinclair Armstrong, Seamus Coleman, but it is, to be frank, a part-time league with a load of old crap being played.
Oh, what a shame.
On the bice to you, Tibbs. On the ice, in the bay and across the sea. And he also says, just to clear up, he's in County Kildare, which is Ireland, not Northern Ireland, as you said last week.
So that's FAI.
Sounds like you're trying to reunify Ireland there to
well,
me.
Well, no one's, that's never caused any problems in the past. Call me Mo Molam. Any
so
more
Tibbs,
letters, John?
Great to hear from you. John
well
Greenwood
done,
gets back in touch.
Hey, John, on the ice.
Again, now this is a bit of a confusing situation because John emailed to us last week and we said, John, you're already a Foff. This was not my fault.
Oh,
I think the title.
By the way, my sister-in-law did pull her hair out.
Did she? I bet she
John.
Was. I think this email should be called "There's Only Two John Greenwoods."
Oh, right. Okay, lovely.
I listened to this week's show earlier and was thrilled to hear you read out my observations on the great tactical minds in the National League. Yes, that's what John emailed about last week. But imagine my surprise when you credited me with Foff number 18, as this was my first time writing in.
Wow.
I'm pleased to take this and happy to make the Collins in the next one. But I fear there's been a clerical error with another John Greenwood. This is two. There's two John Greenwoods.
Are you the other John Greenwood?
So John Greenwood, this John Greenwood is a Halifax fan because he said, by the way, I had a quick chat with Pete Wilde prior to the Maidenhead FA Cup game the other week. And with him being a student of the game, we discussed the merits of the fifth phase stock take. Of course.
Well, of course, he'd
he appeared
know about
to take
it.
This on board because 90 minutes later, we scored 7 goals and then an 11-goal thriller up the shame end, John.
Listen, John Greenwood,
so
I'm going to say
a bit
it,
of a
John.
Situation because we put
I'm going to say it. By hook or by crook, John's got himself a foff number.
You've got yourself a foff number.
Different to a foff number.
It's got three Fs.
No, look, by hook or by crook, just because we've got two John Greenwoods.
Okay.
What would John Greenwood do?
So the question is, we put foff 18 John Greenwood through to the foff games next round, but...
There are no rules in the foff games,
but
John.
He hadn't actually been in touch. It was this John Greenwood.
He's still through. The other John Greenwood. By this one, John Greenwood 2, as we'll call him, is foff number 51.
Well, I've got a bit of foff admin there to do, actually, because I erroneously awarded Colin James foff 50 last week, but Rich Mills had two foff numbers, so we'll...
But that's... 49. Still 51.
Let's keep it simple.
John Greenwood is 451.
Yeah. Colin James. Colin James, 50.
John Greenwood 2 is 451.
John Greenwood 2 is 451. Right, that's in the
John Greenwood 2. If you can put...
We'll deal with Rich Mills' two foff numbers some other time.
If you can put John Greenwood 2 on all your correspondence, that would be really good. Okay. You're still in the foff games, despite not even being in it last week. But through honesty, John, he's found himself in foff of the year. Imagine if he's not even been a foff until now, and he's still becomes foff of the year. It's going to be unbelievable.
Good on you. Rich Mills.
Rich.
Stasi Foff gets in touch.
Two Foff numbers.
And now we left him very much with a question mark, I think, last week. Did he get eliminated? No,
he's still in.
He says, I thought the senseless murder of a couple of hundred competitors in episode one of Squid Game was harsh until Yorkshire Goals were knocked out of Foff Game season one.
They were.
You heartless bastard.
Straight out.
Gone. Anyway, I thought I ought to drop you a line as you referred to me as a Grimsby fan again. Whilst I am indeed from Cleethorpes... I merely follow the Mariners these days, checking results, catching the old game here and there. But most of my free Saturdays are spent on Bristow's bench, even when there's no game.
goes in there and sits there. Oh, well, lovely.
And he says, I love the Goals match day experience. The struggle to park the car, a burger, a cuppa. A moan about the referee with fellow froth Rachel Mallock. There's nowhere I'd rather be.
How nice.
Good old Rich Mills. So Rich Mills clears that up. Rich is still in. He's still in the foff game.
Rich Mills is even more in the fifth game. Oh my God, John, it's been a disaster.
It's not gone well, is it? Two people terrible. Just struggling to broadcast. Sorry about that, everybody. A new correspondent gets in touch.
Too late now, I'm afraid. Maybe next year,
Getting
foff of the
year.
Getting
himself in there for next year. Hello. Peter Fishley.
On the ice, Peter.
Fishley, very appropriate.
Lovely,
maybe he's from
lovely
Brixham.
Stuff. Maybe he is from Brixham. Maybe he likes perch fishing, John. Let's find out.
He says, hello, Cardigan. And we should go fishing with Peter Fishley, really.
That'd be lovely, some point. Magnet fishing with Peter Fishley.
Still not magnet fish with Dean Moxie. Hello, Cardigan and Baker. As a fan, can I start by saying how refreshing it is to tune into a podcast which offers a broad brushstroke across all things National League, in contrast to those one-dimensional offerings like the Devon Live Yellow Army podcast.
Oh, that's a shame.
I think
but that's about
right.
The Torquay United. That's what they're there for, isn't it?
We're
not doing them. We're not slamming other... But thanks for your nice words.
As a lifelong Goals fan, I'd like to share my current TUFC angst. We get a lot of Torquay fans, don't we? Weird.
I don't know why that is.
Following the departure by mutual consent, i.e. you got me fit again and now I'll go to a rival team closer to home of Alex Adai.
Yeah, I think that's what's happened there.
I'm concerned about who's going to fulfil the role of wee man. In the years I've supported the Goals, the most successful teams have always contained the talismanic titch.
Yes, that is true.
Ben Whitfield,
letter.
Danny Stevens, Joe Kerr, even Aggie Russell can't have been over 5'10". So my question is, who's been your favourite TUFC diminutive dynamo?
What a great question.
Pete Fishley, and he says, P.S. as a long-time listener, this inaugural letter is by no means motivated by the introduction of Foff of the Year, as, of course, a single letter does not qualify you for Foffdom.
And he's not asking to be a Foff there, is he, John, of course?
No, absolutely not.
A tiny little... it's difficult to look beyond Danny Stevens.
He was the iconic.
It's difficult to look beyond him because he was so good.
He was 5'2".
And when he came on, it was always so good. I mean, I love Darren Lemay. I like Darren Lemay more than Ben Whitfield in many ways. I don't know about I've said that now.
No,
as I was saying that, I was pulling out of that. How tall was Charlie Oatley? I don't think he was very tall.
Not very.
Matt Hockley, was he little?
I wouldn't say he was a titch.
Jason Rees?
He was a titch. I like Jason Rees.
Rodney Jack wasn't very big.
No.
But it's difficult to look for beyond.
It's got to be Danny.
Stevens.
He's the ultimate.
Danny Stevens, all day long.
Little man.
Yeah, the ultimate,
really,
is that the mascot?
For obvious reasons, I sympathise.
Yes.
What's the word?
You're not that short, John.
5'7".
I know exactly. There we are. It's not that short, is it?
Average height. Another email from Peter Fishley.
He's
see what you're doing here, Peter. He says, hello again. I couldn't help but notice in the latest episode that most, if not all, of Foff numbers 1 to 10 were eliminated. from FOF the year, largely due to their lack of activity. With this in mind, perhaps next year, it might be interesting to move to a FOF league where a FOF number rises or falls in relation to contribution.
What a good idea that is.
You naturally would be the arbiters of this, rather than a knockout tournament. In this way, FOF number one would truly be a recognition of performance and endurance.
Thing is, though, Peter...
Also, this system would negate the opportunistic and shameless carpet bombing currently favoured by some FOFs in their bid to achieve FOF of the year. P.S. I realise that this is letter number two, and I'm fully aware of what this could entail, but for the record, is in no way shameless or opportunistic.
I will just say, Peter, I mean, it's very nice. Thank you for getting in touch. You've obviously not listened to all the episodes, because the FOF admin is disastrous enough as it is, but to add in a league table situation where there are points awarded will just be mayhem.
Do not. I think we need a producer. Can we just get a producer?
That
who can
is
look
literally
after
your
this?
Job, John.
I know, but I'm on air talent.
You are on air talent. But then...
I need someone who can do all this admin.
In my
which is
experience.
What I do in my day job.
In my experience.
I don't have time to do it at home as well.
The current system will be the system. I'm counting it as one letter, I'm afraid, Peter, just because you wrote in the same week.
Yeah.
So it's one letter.
We could see what you're trying to do. Both,
but
good work.
Look, both lovely points. Well done. On the ice to you.
Right, we've still got a few to get to. Let's crack on. Gazhead Gary Head says, thanks for the vote of confidence in FOF games with Charlie's in all day long comment. I'm not going to make much of it because I know you aren't fans of people begging for FOF numbers.
No,
so I presume
thank you.
The same applies in this instance. No complacency from Gazhead here. And he's looking forward to the first round draw for the FOF Cup. Looking forward to my potential away trip to Altrincham Jean. Wow.
I think Altrincham Jean's got some fans. There's no draw.
No.
It's not bloody draw, lads. Skill.
But
talent.
Stay tuned, Gaz, for the
any
next round.
Any
moment now. Charlie Hewings also gets
on
in
the
touch.
Ice, Charlie.
Let's see what the FOFs are doing here. All the ones who got through 20. Yeah, just thanks very much.
Hi, guys. Hi. Nice to see you.
I'm very humbled to have survived the first round of the ruthless FOF execution and will endeavour to contribute more regularly to the Pooh's letter. Good mention of Pooh's letter,
very
Charlie.
Very nice work.
See what you're doing.
Very
I'd also
nice
like
work.
To check in on Hearse. Not heard from Hearse in a while.
Haven't heard from Hearse in a while, have we? Didn't Hearst die at the end? No, they all died in the end.
I think Hearst went off a cliff or something.
Something like
happened.
Can't remember. Roger John McClark, we haven't heard from him in a while.
He did die. Grand Nationale.
Grand Nationale. He was very good. The Grand Nationale.
You mentioned him the other day. You predicted something that came true.
I predicted something.
Oh, was it Dave Challen? No, I can't remember what it was. I
can't remember what it was, but, you know.
Another FOF who made it through gets in touch. See what they're doing here. Kelvin Applin.
I've lost respect for a lot of the FOFs.
Greetings from FOF 34. What have you started? No doubt you'll be inundated with letters from all the remaining FOFs now, trying to influence and charm you both.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, I was listening to episode 157 in my car after a night shift and just delighted to hear that I remain in the competition. One reason I was bricking it is because in episode 155, John said FOF 34 eliminated. I think I just plucked that one out of thin air, Kelvin. That was just... Yeah. Anyway, this got me thinking
example.
Of how to remain in the competition. Obviously, a letter would help, but I need more to push me to the top of the table. So I present to you my dog, Buzz, my nomination for the official podcast pet. Clutching at straws, maybe. Reeks of desperation, definitely. Here's Buzz.
Look at Buzz.
Oh, look at Buzz.
I don't think we need a podcast pet, but...
Oh, we did look at Buzz.
Buzz is a good-looking dog.
Quite sweet.
It's a good-looking dog.
It's a terrier of some kind.
We don't need any bloody podcast pet. But thank you, Kelvin. That's very, very good. On the ice to Buzz.
And Kelvin says, on the ice in the bay, not yet in the bin,
in
Kelvin.
In the bay, in the bin. Martin Rice.
Two more
on the ice.
To get through. Come on, let's get through it. Matty Hayward says,
Matty.
Hello, gentlemen. I'd like to first place on record that this correspondence is in no way a shameless attempt to remain in the running for FOF games. Yeah, like heck it is. That's what we're getting. I know that since Torquay United got promoted from the National League South, your coverage of the lower rungs of the National League pyramid has fallen off somewhat.
We follow all the National Leagues, North and South.
I assume this is a total coincidence, but I thought your loyal listeners might benefit from the National League North update.
Nah.
We weren't even interested in the National
Who's
League
top?
North.
I'll have a guess.
I don't know.
North United.
It's AFC filed.
AFC filed. The coasters. Dun, bum,
anyway,
bum, bum.
Matty says, I, like you two, have been paying almost zero attention, but I have been keeping an eye on York City, with whom I have a mild affinity due to my time there at university. They are, again, absolutely dire. Yeah. Following a goalless draw at Curzon Ashton this weekend, they sacked their manager, former Newcastle and Everton defender Steve Watson. His interim replacement is a man whose name will be familiar to early Natob's adopters. Morrissey's favourite former Macclesfield gaffer, John Askey.
Askew. He'll do a good job at York City.
John Askew had a cafe, John.
That's Mark Yates.
Yes.
Mark Yates.
Mark Yates, of course. Yes, of course. They all meld into one in the end, don't they?
It's Shane Morrissey's such a
what a I love his
I
music.
Love that song.
Yeah. There may be sunny days, and I got a weather happy, and I meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yates are on your side. Dean Keats, Mark Yates are on your side.
Matty says, as we noticed last week, many early FOFs appear to have followed Moira Kitson out of the door. So it may be
Where
the case
Moira?
That I'm literally the only listener to whom that reference
hey,
would be relevant.
Just thought of a good round, John.
Yeah?
After the next round, it is find Moira Kitson.
Well, you've got maybe that's, literally 30 seconds to wait until the next one.
You get,
one final
you get,
email.
If you can find Moira Kitson, you get immediately through to the final.
Colin James says, Dear Charlie and John, you may recall that my daughter Claire wrote to you last week to express some of the frustration and anxiety associated with being a Torquay fan.
Yes.
Thanks to your sage advice, we are now reconciled and eagerly looking forward to the start of the season. So much so that we decided to go and watch Torquay away at Weymouth in a few weeks.
Oh, lovely. December the 5th.
Something, yeah. It did cause a minor family row because Anna, my eldest daughter, exclaimed, I don't understand. Why do you keep doing things that make you miserable? Anyway, still, Claire and I are excited, and as long as we obey the unwritten rules of not talking about football during the game, never uttering the words 10 minutes to go, what could possibly go wrong, and definitely not leaving before the end, we think we'll have a cracking day.
That's an interesting rule, John, isn't it? No talking about football during the match. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
My wife and I used to have one room we were recording, John.
Yeah.
Which was no kissing during the match.
Okay.
That's no kissing.
Mm.
Good. It's a good rule.
I think no one wants to see that.
There's no place for kissing at football.
At the football.
No place for kissing at football.
No.
Any more, John?
That's it.
That's the letters, is it? Lovely letters there. At NatObsPod on the Twitter. What's the email?
It's nationalandobsession@gmail.com.
Good stuff. Get in touch. Send us your letters. Leave us a 5-star review and write some nice things on iTunes. That was letters from a listener. Now, John, let's do the next round of FOF of the Year.
Bit cheap, isn't it?
It's good, John. Have we got any music for FOF of the Year yet, or are we just...
What do you think it could... Well, I don't know. What do you think of FOF of the Year music is?
I'd like you to play Incredible featuring General Levy, please.
Okay, really? That wasn't what I was thinking.
That's what I'm going with, John.
Incredible featuring General Levy. I'm going to turn off the drum roll.
Go.
General Levy,
it's
Incredible.
Time for the next round of FOF of the Year.
Wicked, wicked. Jungle is massive. Wicked, wicked. Jungle is
massive. Wicked, jungle is massive. Here we go.
Have they ever played this in Times Radio before?
This is the best, John, isn't it? Isn't it the best? The best. This gets any disco going, any party going. Here we go. Ready? You're in, John. It's a banger,
it.
Isn't it? Ready?
General Daniel
Here
Levy.
He comes. Yo! Right, so, the next round, this is the music for FOF of the Year. What we want you to do is send us either on a DM or by email.
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Or a photo of, or DM it to us, or tweet it to us, or text it to us if you've got our number. Some of you have. We want you to draw a picture. Paint a picture, whatever you need to do. Make, lovely, good night.
I love this
DJing
bit.
Well, John. Of a National League manager.
Specifically?
Do you want to do one, John? Everyone do the same one?
I think
or,
that it levels the playing
okay,
field.
Okay, Andy Hessenthaler.
Yeah.
We want you to draw a picture of Andy Hessenthaler. Draw, paint, pottery, whatever you need to do.
Pottery?
Whatever you need to do, we need some art based on
Sam
Andy
Drew and his potter's wheel.
Andy
there,
just... Hessenthaler, that is the art. So we need you to send that to us on @NatObsPod on a DM or
nationalobsession@gmail.com. Just attach it if you can.
Attach it if you can, and send it to us by Monday.
Monday, the 22nd. Yeah.
Yep. At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
That is
the
cutoff. Okay, so there it is. That's what you got to do.
Exciting,
for the next round to get through.
I think we're going to have a winner by Christmas. I want to announce the winner.
Definitely there'll be a winner
on
by
the Christmas special.
Exactly. This is exactly what's happening, John. So look, there we are. Some sort form of art based on Andy Hessenthaler by Monday, the 22nd. Is it 22nd of November by 1 o'clock? There it is. That is on the ice to you. Is that the end of the podcast, John?
My voice is giving out.
John's gone. John can't speak anymore. John. He can't speak. There it is. On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.